USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Postal Service is now warning states coast to coast that it cannot guarantee all ballots cast for mail by the November election will arrive in time to be counted, even if mailed by state deadlines, raising the possibility that millions of voters could be disenfranchised. Voters and lawmakers in several states are complaining that some curbside mail collection boxes are also being removed. The post office is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots. Warning letters were sent out to 46 states, raising the possibility that many Americans eligible for mail-in ballots will not have them counted. But that's not the intent, according to the Postmaster General, Louis Deloy. Deloy said the post office is merely asking elected officials and voters to realistically consider how the mail works and be mindful of delivery standards in order to provide voters ample time to cast their ballots properly through the mail. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sealed a defense cooperation deal with Polish officials that will pave the way to redeploying American troops from Germany to Poland. Pompeo in Warsaw, at the end of a four-nation tour of Central and Eastern Europe, signed the deal with the Polish defense minister that will set out the legal framework for the additional troops. Poland's president said this will serve to increase the security of other countries in our part of Europe. The deal also furthers other aspects of U.S.-Polish cooperation, including investment and trade ties. Georgia's Stone Mountain Park, known for its giant rock carvings of Confederate leaders, closed to the public over concerns about planned white nationalist rallies and counter-protests. The city of Stone Mountain announced the closure in a tweet. Opposing groups, meanwhile, faced off in the city's downtown this morning, and city officials said out of an abundance of caution, it's warning residents and visitors to avoid the area and said buses in the city will be suspended. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Republican senator is now under scrutiny for a couple of probes that he is the leader of, and USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Wisconsin Senator Rob Johnson leads the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. One probe involves the State Department under President Obama, President Obama's Ukraine policy, and Hunter Biden, the son of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The other probe looks at the transition between the Obama and Trump administrations. Democrats say Johnson is spreading Russian disinformation. Conservatives say the probes are dragging. Johnson pushed back against critics this week on KTLK Radio in Minneapolis.
This is exactly the same playbook that they've laid, that they ran, the same playbook that they ran against President Trump. You know, the background dossier leaked it to the press, twisted it, embellished it, blew it way out of proportion, knew it was false, and yet look at how they used that Steele dossier to get FISA warrants and eventually a special counsel. They're doing the exact same thing to me and Senator Chairman Grassley.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ken Burns.
A New York City law enforcement union, the Police Benevolent Association, endorsed President Trump in the race for the White House as the president used an appearance before the group to take shots at the Democrats over policing. Speaking in New Jersey, Trump used the endorsement to attack his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, and his vice presidential pick, Senator Kamala Harris, telling a group of police officers that if elected, Biden would immediately pass legislation to gut every single police department in America. He also said Mayor Bill de Blasio has launched a crusade against the police. This is USA Radio News.